from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top six at six.
There you go.
Oh.
We never miss.
Sometimes.
Elite.
Elite.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Please do. Jump online. We often jump on the Toyota forklift advantage.
Scissor lifts.
So much scissor lifts.
Very popular in your area of the world, Matthew, Fairfield.
Yeah, I've seen a few around.
Yeah. Toyotas.
Oh, absolutely.
Coming in at one. Excessive screen time means Gen Z. Do we say Z or Z? Gen Z?
Gen Z,
Gen
I think.
Z,
I think we say Gen Z.
Americans say Z.
Yeah,
Gen Z has missed out on vital natural light during formative years, with potentially catastrophic long-term impact on their vision. Oh, this is serious. So they'll spend sitting in their bedrooms staring at screens.
Much screen
time. Need to get outside.
Kids staying indoors on their devices in a crucial window during puberty. Matthew, you understand puberty better than anyone.
Change is happening. A lot of change is happening.
Means they aren't getting sufficient dopamine, which in turn is damaging their eyes. Kids going blind, staring at screens, sitting in their bedroom.
Nanny used to always say, your eyes will go square if you stare at the TV too close. Right. Now they're just constantly.
Yeah. Constantly. It's insane how much screen time people are doing.
And doesn't the light keep you awake as well?
All of that.
Yeah.
It can't be healthy for you.
It is amazing seeing a kid and you just throw Bluey in front of them and then it's just like a zombie.
It's like a drug. Mm.
If you want to shut a kid up, gee whiz, I get it.
No. Yes.
Yeah. That's why I take an iPad to dinner.
For yourself?
Yeah, just for myself.
What do you watch?
I just watch a bit of YouTube and play a couple of basic games.
You know, solitaire?
Have a tartare and...
Steak tartare.
Dozen oysters.
Magnificent.
Play tartare. Candy Crush.
Pack woman.
Oh.
Coming in at two, Tasmania's AFL team is to be named the Devils. Did we know that?
We had been teased that in the lead up, but yeah, it's confirmed now.
And play under the predominantly green strip of the club's state jumper. The new team will officially be launched on March 18, where the name, logo, colours will also be unveiled.
Yeah.
Do they have a stadium?
That's the sticking point at the moment. Two of the other names that were touted but didn't gain much traction were the Swifts.
Yeah.
The Swift Parrot.
Oh.
And the Penguins.
Yeah. But Sydney Swifts is quite a strong brand.
Yeah. There it is.
I don't think you could just... gazump them and go for Swift.
Apparently they're in a bit of a legal thing with Warner Brothers because of the Tassie Devil. It's like, but the Tasmanian Devil is...
Tasmanian
animal. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
What was the other one? Swifts
the
and what?
The Penguins.
Oh,
Penguins is terrible.
Penguins.
They were never actually in contention.
No. Yeah. I mean, imagine running out with a penguin on your jumper.
I like the Penguins.
There's an ice hockey team called the Penguins.
Yeah, but that's ice hockey.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, you don't have to shout at him, but I agree.
You're the idiot.
The AFL has issued Alistair Clarkson with a please explain after it deemed his apology for an expletive-laden rant at St Kilda players was not a sufficient penalty. Clarkson apologised for inappropriate and unnecessary language yesterday after abusing St Kilda players in the minutes after Jimmy Webster's bump on Jai Simpkin. Mm. Well, he's got form, Clarko, hasn't he?
So much form.
He'll say whatever he thinks to whoever.
He went after that Channel 9 reporter last year.
Oh, yeah. Well, what about on the footbridge in the Adelaide game?
Grabbed
a bloke by the throat. He's just, look, I think he's a hothead.
He's a hothead, and he would admit it.
And I think he would admit it, and he was probably not happy with how he, you know, behaved in the moment.
Yeah.
But I tell you what about this Webster guy's brothers and sisters?
Oh, his family, yeah.
Chipping in on social media.
They helped out.
Giving it a bit of well done.
Yeah, no.
I mean, what kind of dunce idiot doesn't understand that it's 2024, and if you tip into a conversation like this... You're just making trouble for yourself.
Yeah. 30 seconds, mate.
Oh, Christ. Just weeks out from her 60th birthday, Elle McPherson's appeared at the Melbourne Fashion Festival to walk the catwalk for the first time in 16 years.
Good on.
Amazing.
Julian Knight spent his birthday arguing over government cash and he claims he suffered abuse in the Defence Force before committing one of Australia's worst ever massacres, of course, the Hoddle Street Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
Humiliation for the Jonas Brothers in Australia. Ticket prices have been slashed after shows failed to sell out. It's like Groundhog Day.
Top six, that's it.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.